Governor Doyle's been saying for months that this is not the time to expand school choice in Milwaukee, but Republicans spearheaded the addition of several budget provisions that would have removed the cap on the number of voucher students and expanded the program to private schools in the Milwaukee County suburbs. Under another provision, kids could have stayed in the voucher schools even if their family's income rose above a current cutoff point. But Governor Doyle has vetoed the items, saying they don't belong in the budget.
I thought it was pretty hypocritical for the legislature to say that somehow the QEO for teachers was policy and had to come out of the budget, even though it obviously relates to budgets. But on the other hand, choice somehow was not policy and should be in the budget. So this just simply was not the forum for the discussion of all of those issues.
But State Representative Scott Jensen says Doyle's view is different from previous interpretations of the budget and vouchers.
Every previous time that school choice has been approved or expanded, it's been part of the state budget. And the Nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau has determined that any time you expand eligibility for a government program, it should be in the budget because that changes the financing of things.
Jensen is a Republican from Brookfield. He says if Doyle really wants the voucher issue to be addressed in a separate bill, the legislature will likely oblige. Jensen predicts by this fall, lawmakers will pass all of the voucher language that was just axed and perhaps more items. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.